What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another ticket's been punched. Another soul has been collected by the termination train. Ladies, for the vast majority of you who are in relationships, the only reason why you're still walking this earth is because of the restraint of the man in your life, be it your husband, your boyfriend, or even your baby daddy. However, when a man is painted into a corner, yeah, that mask potential definitely skyrockets. Like the man in this article that was published on the 2nd of December. Man pleads not guilty to allegedly offlining his wife in Northwest Bakersfield. Gentlemen, here we go. Ladies, another man who got pushed to his line decided the mask was the appropriate response. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! 37-year-old Manuel Robles is accused of shooting and offlining his wife before crashing his truck in Northwest Bakersfield, pleading not guilty in court Tuesday afternoon. The Bakersfield Police Department said on Wednesday, November 26th, at around 9:23 p.m., officers were called to a home in the 6200 block of Tallulah Falls Court for a possible shooting that had just happened. Responding officers found a woman suffering from apparent gunshot wounds, deleted at the scene. Police said at around 9:24, officers were called to a report of a crash at the intersection of Hageman Road and Callaway Drive. It was determined that the crash was related to the investigation at Tallulah Falls Court. According to police, during the investigation, detectives arrested Robles for termination. Sources confirmed with Eyewitness News that the suspect and victim were married and reportedly in the process of a divorce. There you go, gentlemen. The motive has been determined. Once again, the family and divorce court systems has blood on their hands. Documents said Robles stood over his wife while pointing a handgun at her, during which their 15-year-old son tried to intervene. Documents then say Robles shot the gun into his gun safe several times until it was empty. According to documents, Robles then got an AR-15 style rifle, pointed at his wife, and shot her several times, offlining her. Wow. So instead of the problem-solving pistol, he went for the rifle of retribution. He wanted to make sure the job was done. Unfortunately, their son was in the room at the time of the shooting. Robles pleaded not guilty on Tuesday, December 2nd, he was given no bail, and is expected back in court on December 12th. The coroner's office has identified the woman who was offline as 37-year-old Anna Karen Robles of Bakersfield. Well, well, well. Ladies, there is no faster way to paint a man into a corner than to decide to sic the divorce court if you're married and family court if you're not married onto a man. Yeah, that is the quickest way to turn an everyday average man into a criminal when he cannot pay the state-sanctioned alimony. Once again, if you're married, or should I say that is state-sanctioned extortion. And since they had children, he was also going to have to pay the state-sanctioned ransom, which is child support. So yeah, you put those together, you put those on a man, and he knows that if he can't pay, then jail is ultimately in his future. Yes, you have effectively painted that man into a corner. And we all know that any cornered animal is going to come out and look for that offlining blow. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home, going to give it a 10. Method of execution, the rifle of retribution, going to give that a 15. Psychological impact. Unfortunately, the kid had to see his mother get smoked like a pack of cools, so I'm going to give that a 70. And for the brutality factor, like I said, at first, it was the problem-solving pistol, but he said, nah, I want to make sure. So the rifle of retribution comes into play. So that gets a 25. So Merciless, Manuel Robles gets a score of 120. I'm going to reiterate this. Ladies, in relationships, the only reason why you're still walking this earth is because the man in your life goes with restraint. However, when a man gets put into a position to where he no longer cares about the consequences of his actions, guess what? That mask can and will go on in a lot of cases. Oh, yeah. But hey, divorce, he's not the first. He won't be the last. Yeah. A lot of you women, you think that because you go to that court system and say, okay, I'm going to use the gun of the state and I'm going to take this man for everything I can. You think that you get some magical veil of protection. No. There is no 24/7 around the clock protection when you decide that you're going to use the state to declare war on that man. Nope, nope, nope. And once again, my point is proven. Police are a reactionary force only. They only come after something has happened. But people are still convinced that all they got to do is threaten to call the cops on somebody, and that's going to make somebody stand down. Nope, nope, nope. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, especially you wives, you really need to understand this, and you really need to understand this crystally damn clear. The power, once again, that you think you have by the state, that always goes out. Feminism and believing that in the back of your mind, you can use the Duluth model, which has also been proven to be false. to keep that man away from you, that thought process is going to go out right along with it. Because once again, gentlemen, we have far too many women out here believing that they have this golden aura of protection, of invincibility. But no, it's just a simple restraint of the man in your life. However, this man decided, okay, this woman is going to use the court system to go to war with me. And in the process, she became the bane of his life. So what did he decide to do? Okay, woman, since you're the bane of my life, time to remove you as my wife. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.